Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We have some real talk on this show for just a second.
I thought everything we talked about was real.
What are we normally doing?
Fake talk?
Okay, real talk.
Oh, right.
All right.
Uh-huh. I love my mom.
All right, real talk.
That's
okay,
good.
I said it.
Fill
okay,
it. No
that's
cap.
Good. I
no
like
cap,
that.
You know, she's annoying sometimes, okay, but I love her.
Yeah, you
and
should.
Because of that, I know I've been branded by a lot of people as a mama's boy, a softie.
Yeah.
Okay.
A mother lover.
You are a mother lover.
I don't think that that's what they usually brand you as.
I've been called it. I've heard it. People have said that I even wear mom jeans. And it's true. It's true because I love my mom and they're her jeans.
Oh my goodness.
You're wearing your mom's pants?
Right.
Because I love her. I want her to be with me all the time. And you know what? I'm not the only dude who loves his mother.
I think that's great, but boundaries are good too.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I don't wear my mom's pants.
Well, one of our listeners, Andrew, emailed in because he's a fellow mother lover like me.
Oh my God.
And that's said, not the right use of the term.
A couple of just mother lovers.
Well, he said that his mom was even kind of a part of his date. So we'll find out why.
Let's not get into that.
Let's just talk to him for a second. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How's your mom?
She's great. We're great.
Is that how mother lovers say hi to each other?
I don't think we're not calling your mom, right, Andrew?
Oh, no. Hang up.
No.
Okay.
Never mind. We're good.
Who are we calling then?
Hope.
Calling out to the world of hope?
That's her name.
I think that's her name.
Oh.
Her name's Hope. Okay.
We're calling love today.
Yeah, okay. I think that he means Hope is the woman's name. Where did you meet Hope?
It works both ways, but yeah, I met Hope online.
Okay.
Oh, I found Hope online too.
Okay. I feel like you guys are part of some anonymous group right now.
Can we, like, change your name? Yeah. This feels better.
No, okay.
What did you like about Hope?
Well, we did a lot of texting, and I just found her intelligently flirty, if that makes sense.
Ooh,
it doesn't really.
I get it.
You don't think those go hand in hand, intelligence and flirtatiousness, Brooke?
How was she flirting with you that made it intelligent?
She wasn't just like, you're hot.
Right. Yeah, no, it was like I just said something like, oh, I'm going to stay home and eat a pizza and watch Bob's Burgers. And she was like, how are you still single?
Damn. Yeah. Damn, that is hot.
Is that flirty?
That is hot stuff.
Like cheesy, flirty, but also like funny and calling me out.
Yeah, like you're
perfect. She's smart and quick-witted, it sounds
like. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's always good.
What'd you guys do for your date?
We went to dinner.
Okay.
And when I saw her, it was just like, Andrew, don't blow this.
Oh, that is so cute. Mm.
That's a good feeling, but it seriously makes you nervous.
But Andrew, I'm just loving this right now because you think she's smart, you think she's funny, now she's also attractive. Like, all the boxes are being checked.
She reminded you of your mom.
Yeah. Alexis.
Is that what really happened? Did she remind you of your mom?
No comment.
Oh,
Andrew.
Here we go.
Yeah, so, where does your mom come into this situation?
I
want to
know.
Okay, so it was, I guess, on the later side of a date, maybe, like 7:45, something like that.
Okay.
And we're talking about families, and at some point, I realized it was my mother's birthday.
Wait,
you say
you love your mother and you forgot her birthday?
I never forget.
Wow.
Oh, no. Wow.
Dude, I'm disappointed in you, man.
Yeah, me too.
The mom in the room is not happy here.
I'm not happy at all.
So what happened?
So we started talking, and I was like, I always try to get her something special. Mm. And she was totally cool about it, and she was like, well, let's go shopping. I'll help you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Now that's a good girl.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute,
but
you better hurry. It's 7:45. Stores aren't going to be open much longer.
I know, exactly. So we paid the bill. We got out of there. We ran to the mall. I ended up getting her a Revlon hair dryer.
Oh, God.
That's... Oh, God, good or bad?
You don't need more than one of those.
No.
I thought that was a good gift.
You are literally buying a gift at the very last second before the store kicks you out, and you're panicking. You're like, well, this.
Woman, use these.
Yeah.
Well, didn't your date Hope help you pick this out for your mom? Isn't that what you said?
Well, she did, and my mom helped me, too, because I remember her saying something that her hair dryer wasn't working properly or wasn't the right one or something, so it was a pretty fancy hair dryer.
Okay.
That's
all
right. Red one. Yeah. I mean, I know that name.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but
good.
It's not like the Dyson hair dryer or something.
Sorry, bro.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how did the rest of the night go?
So I got the hair dryer and then just kind of gave her this quick kiss and was like, all right, I'm off to my mom's.
Bye, honey.
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny way to end the date.
Yeah, it felt very natural doing it in a way. So I was just like, thank you. You know, and I ran off and got to my mom's house. And thankfully, she was like pleasantly surprised.
Okay, I mean, that's...
Yeah, no.
It's great, but...
From one mother lover to another, man, I have the same feelings when I give a good gift to my mom. Just that feeling of satisfaction. But, Brooke, I think you're right. Like, we haven't talked about hope hardly at all. Your date.
Well, yeah, I'm okay. But, yeah, I do want to say that my mom did love the gift. Like, she really appreciated it, so I...
Okay.
Okay.
And with Hope's help.
Hair dryer was a win.
But, again, we really need to focus on what happened with Hope.
Yeah.
So right after I did my special gift with my mom and did all that, I immediately called Hope and was like, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. You know, that was amazing that you helped me with that.
Came in clutch.
She didn't answer, so I was leaving that message, and that's been it.
Oh, that was a voicemail.
Yeah, okay. It's been like 5 days.
Probably could have been accomplished through a text.
I mean, I texted her a few times as well and said the same thing, thank you and all that, and didn't hear back from those either.
Oh, that's bad then.
Okay. What do you think may have gone wrong on the date? Like, why do you think Hope isn't getting back to you?
I don't know. I wonder if it was just the way that the date ended up working out, or the fact that I maybe forgot my mom's birthday, that if that's a turnoff in some way.
I feel like the way you left the date was pretty bad. Like,
really?
Just a quick kiss and like, all right, see you later. You know, like, it just doesn't sound like you acknowledged how great the night was.
I guess at the time it seemed fitting because she was so cool with everything that it was just like, yeah. Okay, babe, thanks. See you later.
All right, well, we're going to play a song. We'll call Hope, and we're going to try and get you your second date update, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Andrew, went out recently with a girl named Hope. And in the middle of their dinner, he suddenly realized it was his mom's birthday. And he had not gotten her a gift yet. Which is especially bad because, like myself, he's a self-proclaimed mother lover. So... The two of them quickly finished their meals, rushed to a nearby store where Hope helped Andrew to pick out a beautiful hair dryer that his mom ended up loving.
Okay. Yeah!
I mean, they did good.
They did.
I hated on the gift.
Both the girls hated it.
Yeah, but all right.
You know. Yeah, the gift's
not
for...
Or the mom lied to your face and just said she liked it because you're her son and that's what we do.
Like a good mom.
Yeah.
But ever since that night, Hope has not been answering his calls. There's been no hope in regards to contacting Hope. But now we're hopeful that Hope will answer our call and hopefully will restore the hope to this hopeless situation.
Yeah.
If he proposes, guess what diamond he's going to use?
I don't think he will. Princess cut. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're about to give her a call right now. Andrew, how you feeling?
Hopeful.
Oh, come on! I knew he
Why
was
going to
say
Why did you continue that? It? I'm blaming Hope's mom for all of this.
Are you and Jeffrey like best friends? We're
kindred spirits.
I mean, we're not best friends. We're just mother lovers, right?
Please stop saying
that's right.
Okay, can we all agree to drop that term when we get Hope on the phone?
Okay, Mom.
No,
I'm just saying.
She's right. That'll ruin it.
Fine.
Stop that.
Fine.
I mean, you had a lot of really nice things to say about her, so I'm really hoping this turns out for you, Andrew.
Oh, she said it.
How do you do it, though?
It just comes out. But here we go. I'm about to dial Hope's number, and we'll see if we can get you your second date update. Ready to do this, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Hope.
This is Hope.
Hey, Hope. How you doing? My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who? What?
Yeah.
My name's Jeffrey. Work on a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And we're doing something right now called a second date update. You ever heard of that before?
I think I have.
Okay.
Well, just to refresh your memory, it's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person's not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And so not too long ago, you went out to dinner and to a store with a guy named Andrew. It was just last week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Jogs your memory.
It sounds like you're pretty into him.
What? No.
If I'm reading this correctly.
Not at all.
Reading this
right. Sounds like she barely remembered him.
I feel the heat coming through the phone right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to know what's going on.
Sorry, Hope.
It's a good question, Hope.
Well, Andrew's trying to get in touch with you. He's not sure why you've been ignoring his phone calls and his texts. He's hoping to get some answers here.
Okay.
Do you have
answers? Like
that,
it sounds like
it's just
answers.
Yeah.
No, look at
that.
Look at that.
You guys are so lame.
Go ahead, Brooke.
Alexis is going to jump out the window. No. I mean, the thing is, Hope, he had some really kind things to say about you. He thought you were smart and funny and good looking and, I don't know, checked the boxes.
Right.
Obviously, I know that about myself.
Hey, you know what? I love a confident woman.
There you go.
Another box checked.
No. I'm just agreeing with the conversation.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Well, we're hoping that you can tell us, did Andrew do something wrong that turns you off? Is there a reason why you're not getting back in touch with him so we could pass that along to him?
Well, I don't know how much he's told you about everything that happened, but yes, we did go out to dinner, and it was a nice dinner. And then I guess like towards the end of dinner, he forgot that it was his mom's birthday and was kind of in a panic. And
right. He told us all about this and that you went to a store and you helped him pick out a hair dryer that his mom ended up really liking. So props to you.
Listen, I'm glad she liked it because we had like 15 minutes to buy a gift.
Yeah.
All right.
We heard that too.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you guys had a pretty quick exit.
Yeah, I get it. Like he had to go apologize to his mom. I get that. My problem, so it's hard to like even just say it because it was just so weird.
Well, whatever it is, he told us he's willing to hear whatever you have to say, even if it makes him look bad. It's part of the agreement for doing these calls.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, he picked up the check and everything was great. But listen, I know if he hasn't told you, then I know he doesn't know that I saw him.
What?
But he put the salt and pepper shakers in his coat pocket.
At the restaurant?
Yes, he stole them.
Wait, you were like at a nice restaurant and he stole the salt and pepper shakers.
As you were leaving.
Yes. So it's weird because at one point we did say, like, these are really cool salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, nice restaurants actually do have them. I used to work at one. We had really fancy ones.
Yeah. So honestly, when I saw him do that, I thought, I mean, did he like them that much? Or is he thinking that's a backup gift for his mom? I thought he was joking. So I was waiting for the ha-ha, and then the ha-ha never happened. And next thing you know, we're like walking into a store, and I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't even know what to think.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that happens a lot with the people who listen to our show. The ha-ha never happens.
The ha-ha never happens.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, maybe there's a reasonable explanation. I don't know what it would be, but maybe there's some sort of explanation.
When I was a freshman in college, I stole from the food dining hall sometimes because I needed ingredients. Maybe he just needed some salt and pepper.
Again, she doesn't want to date a freshman in college.
Yeah, he's got a job.
Well,
thank you.
I really like to find out what the explanation behind this is because, Hope, I need to tell you that Andrew's been on the other line listening and he wants to talk to you.
Wait a minute.
Don't freak out. It's not like he's a hardened criminal or something.
Well, he's still a criminal.
He definitely is sneaky, though, for sure. Andrew, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's guilty. Listen to that voice.
What happened, dude?
I'm so embarrassed right now.
You should be.
It wasn't a big deal. I just thought they were nice, and I thought maybe if I can't find anything, I can give my mom these salt and pepper shakers.
Oh. Oh. What's a backup?
And I actually did give her the salt and pepper shakers, and she likes them a lot.
Wow.
Listen,
what?
I have to have his back really quick. I bought my mom salt and pepper shakers for Christmas 2 years ago. Uh-huh. She uses them daily. She loves them.
Because she likes salt and pepper on her food. I don't know. Like, what? You can't give stolen gifts. That's not a gift. I mean, Hope.
Thank you.
Like,
Andrew, that was crazy. That was weird.
Can you just chalk me down as a desperate man in that moment? I mean, that was...
Oh, that's a good
plea. Every man gets 3 desperate man cards.
There it is.
He's using one right now.
It's
man moment.
I did it for my mom.
You girls are lying. That
well,
was
if I was dating him, I better not get you salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah. Thank you, Alexa.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, your mom doesn't want that. If your mom knew where those came from, she would be disappointed in you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, well, moms don't have to know everything.
Amen, brother.
Andrew, you did it so effortlessly that I just, is this something you do all the time? Oh. Is this a thing? Is this a problem? Like,
not often.
Oh.
Oh.
What do you mean not often?
Oh, that was a bad response.
I'm just being honest. I mean, I don't do this often, okay?
But, what is that? What do you mean not often?
Oh, no.
Like sometimes, only on Tuesdays?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It means you've done it before.
Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. You know, like the occasional like stack of napkins or, you know, a nice tablecloth. Not
tablecloth. He's walking out with a chair.
Look, calm down. Look, nobody's going to miss this stuff, okay? You know, I don't steal stuff that's for sale.
What? Yes, the restaurant still has, it's not free. Yeah. The restaurant pays for these things.
Yeah. It's not like a garage sale, like come and take
Andrew,
one.
Andrew, if I go to your house for dinner, does the silverware match?
Oh.
Ooh, good question.
At this point, or the plates, or the cups, or...
Yeah. Do I have to answer that?
Is the toilet paper soft? I mean, come on, guys.
So you're one of those guys that takes little things from restaurants.
So wait, hold on, Andrew. I feel like I need to ask you this. When you were at the mall, did you pay for the hairdryer?
Uh-oh.
Of course I paid for the hairdryer.
Oh.
Okay. I don't...
Well, look at that, Hope. He's not that bad of a guy.
You can't say I don't steal because you do.
It's like,
you just almost said
like $5
and
under.
Yeah, he steals like little petty things, like little tiny things, right?
It's
yeah.
still
it's
theft.
It's not stealing. You can't use the word stealing. I mean, it's
swiping.
Yeah. Okay.
Completely different.
Hope, you were like totally right about all of this.
Yeah, but also, Hope, I feel like you need to give him a second chance.
What? Why?
Because he needs to learn his lesson. I think he has.
He hasn't at all. He says that it's not stealing. It's just taking little things.
So, listen, Andrew, if we go out on another date, I want to meet your mom so you could tell her what you did.
Oh.
Oh,
what?
No, come on. No, we can't do that.
This is great, Andrew. She wants to meet your mom. And with that being said, I mean, this is going so well.
Yeah.
I would like to offer to send the two of you out on a second date. We'll pay for it. What do you say, Hope?
If he comes clean and fesses up to his mom, I'll go on a second date.
Oh, Andrew.
Gosh.
Remember, she's smart. She's funny.
Andrew, what do you say?
After the date, when I met Hope, one of my thoughts was I would love for my mom to meet her.
Aww.
So that's a yes? Yes. You'll confess?
But now I don't want that to happen.
Oh, my God.
Stay away from his mother.
Andrew.
All right, Andrew, so you're going with the salt and pepper shakers, not with the woman.
I'm going with my mom.
Okay.
Oh, wow. No.
Spoken like a true mother lover. I love you, man.
Stop.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.